I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka's reeling after three tandem cyclones and flooding swept across South Asia. At least 600 people were killed in Sri Lanka, and many are still missing. Amid crisis, kids are hurting for relief, hope, and even a sense of normalcy. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says they're reaching kids with aid and the gospel.
During this time of year, Christmas, we'll give them a Christmas gift. It'll have things that they can use, like notebooks and pens and pencils. Those that don't have shoes, we'll give them shoes, getting them things they need, along with a food package. But that's, again, just an opportunity to share with these children, which actually ministers to the families.
You can tangibly support CWO's gospel outreach in Sri Lanka. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And armed groups in Colombia are actively recruiting kids. Brian Dennett with AMG International says that children as young as 12 or 13 are drawn into the violence, trafficking, and exploitation. These groups infiltrate schools and communities, promising a better life.
Last year alone, Colombia recorded 600 cases of child recruitment. And I mean, that is such a low number compared with reality. And many humanitarian groups are estimating that the number is closer to thousands of children.
AMG runs a child development center in Colombia where children are safe, secure, receive education, hot meals, and spiritual formation. Pray that these kids would find shelter, purpose, and security through the gospel and AMG. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.